I thought it was an honor just to be here.
Yes, sir.
To get a chance to thank former members of the unit, family members of the unit, and family, and members of the community. That bond is something that you're not going to be able to replicate in any other institution or organization. Mm-hmm. 20 years later, there's a thread that ties everyone together here. It is not forgotten. It's amazing. I just met a gentleman who came in all the way from Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm. I met him too, sir.
And it was almost a natural instinct, a biological instinct, that he felt that he had to be here because those were his teammates that he was providing medical support to when he was in theater. No other link to the unit other than that event.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely amazing.
And he was obviously moved.
I think so. I think it's a way that we relate to the nation. And I just did a reenlistment. And we say that we link to the families and we retain families as well as soldiers. But we retain a community. That being able to drive down the street here and see a big sign that the community had put out pointing the arrow to the memorial ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely amazing. And if they don't know, if we're off in anonymity, doing one weekend a month and 2 weeks a year, well then we haven't made that connection, because today's soldier is something special. We say thank you to them so many times, but we really need to understand what they're doing, what their families are doing. And every time we get a chance to reach out, it's to say thank you to them. Particularly with a reserve unit such as this. They're tied together, not because they all live in the same area, not because they all live on the same post, not because they all live in this or go to the same schools. But they wear a uniform and they wear a patch, and they subscribe to a culture and a way of life. And you stop and think about the Army values. These kids, young men and women, live the Army values. And it's amazing when you travel and you see a young soldier stand up and give his seat to someone, or help someone to put something on an airplane. They just do it naturally. That is what America sees, and that's why they admire it.
And do you think that?
I think this commemoration represents the fact that someone was to, these men and women, whether they be killed or wounded, answered the call.
Mm-hmm.
They were put at risk. They weren't going on a field trip. They knew what they were doing. And they rose to the occasion. They did their job. That's exactly right. And they're part of a team, because no one is expected to do everything. And they can't expect themselves to do everything. It's the same as Congressman, I thought Congressman Murphy's comments were right on target, that we're all human and we all work together. And we think, well, what more could I have done? Well, stop and think of how you went to Herculean levels just to rescue the people that you did rescue. They couldn't have stopped that Scud missile, but they rose and reacted. That's what separates our soldiers from other people. Bad things happen to everybody, but how you react and how you respond and how you come together as a team judges the quality of your organization and the quality of the individual. And they should take pride in the fact that they did. Life is not perfect, but how you respond to the imperfections of life says a lot about your character. And that's why I'm so proud to be with these characters. So.